For all the overlap, there are big differences. Both music and language can make you feel and even think, but only language is truly propositional. A quip attributed to Bertrand Russell, no matter how eloquently a dog may bark, he cannot tell you that his parents were poor but honest, might be adapted for music. Language can express contingencies, pose counterfactuals, and talk about the future. Music's nuances are of a different order. Another stark contrast lies in the range of human aptitude for each ability. Nearly all children produce complex sentences by the age of 3 and become fluent speakers just a few years after that. As adults, they create striking and novel utterances every day. Conversely, only a minority of adults are talented musicians. Even fewer are skilled composers of new, hitherto unheard works. Victor Wooten, a bass player and music teacher, has an explanation for that disparity. Children, he points out, learn to talk by being constantly surrounded by linguistic virtuosos, fluent older speakers who, in musical parlance, are jamming with the novices almost from birth. Their fumbling efforts are encouraged. On the other hand, students of music often keep company with other beginners and are stopped every time they make a mistake. It is not that simple, reckons Jay Kaiser, an emeritus professor of linguistics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a jazz trombonist. For him, music is not like spoken prose, which almost everyone can do proficiently, but instead resembles a specific rhythmic form of language, poetry. And, he says, most human beings are bad at poetry. The number of grammatical sentences is vast, but the number that are fit for verse in terms of both meaning and prosody is much smaller. Finding those is hard, like composing music or improvising jazz. On Mr. Kaiser's plausible view, using ordinary language is a less rarefied talent than making music. But while it may not instill wonder and joy, as music can, it is still a miracle, just an everyday one.